Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Life without light clutter. When I talk to friends who love to live in cities, they often wonder what we do for fun in our rural setting. Even my former students who live in a nearby small town frequently asked, "Don't you get bored in the country? All you have to do is watch grass grow." Anyone who reads my essays knows I don't get bored, even though we don't have any neon lights or busy city streets lined with businesses that cater to people who just want to have fun. On that note, one of the advantages of living far, far from an urban area is the clarity of night skies, without the reflection of city lights cluttering the inky background, stars, planets, meteor showers, and satellites pop and sparkle like expensive diamonds resting on rich black velvet in a fine jewelry store. Any clear night is a good evening to skywatch, but August, with its Perseid showers bombarding the wee hours' dark canvas with scores of meteors per hour, guarantees even the most lackluster skywatcher a chance to experience heavenly magic. In November, folks get another chance to see a significant show when the Leonids appear in the southern sky. Not nearly as many meteors as the Perseid showers arc through the darkness per hour, but the show is amazing enough that it's worth rising early to watch. Even without meteors putting on a light show, 10 or 15 minutes standing on a dark hilltop guarantees unforgettable views of the moon. I especially love watching the communion wafer like full orb rising in the east until it creates just enough light to cast odd-shaped shadows about the yard and pastures. Once that happens, my imagination takes off, and I know exactly how ancient people generated some of their stories about creatures that roam the night. Under darker skies, it's fun to wait for a falling star so I can make a hasty wish before it vanishes, or keep watch for orbiting satellites that follow a set path each night. On very rare occasions, we might be lucky enough to see the northern lights dancing to a tune we can't hear. While some consider us deprived because we live far from city lights, I don't see it that way at all. Without that interference, we have a view of the night heavens that few enjoy. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.